Welcome to ATS Mix.
And I think until you start asking questions, you know, you're just going to buy whatever's offered to you on 6 o'clock news.
ATS Mix.
This isn't a talk show, it's a freak show.
From AboveTopSecret.com.
But also be skeptical of the people who are out there selling conspiracy theories.
The Internet's most popular conspiracy theory discussion board. ATS Mix. From AboveTopSecret.com.
In the name of Christ, just let us in!
Starts now.
That's a little Johnny applause there, Dave. You really attempted to pull one over on the Johninator.
Yeah, it didn't work, though, but, you know, it was fun trying.
Let's just get right to the meat of it, shall we?
No, sure.
And start with the setup, which, from what I understand, you've recorded.
Yeah, just a real brief synopsis is I wanted to preface it, or not preface it, but make it similar to the famous movie of The Sting. Let's listen to my, I guess they call the hook, the initial conversation that Johnny and I had to kind of lure him along the path of the dark side with the Rabbinator.
And I just want to apologize right now to our listeners and members because Dave kind of caught me off guard and at a very strange moment in my life, which you'll gather here as we listen to this now.
I know this is a stupid question, but do you happen to be at your house? Hello?
In the world of life, there are no stupid questions. Only stupid answers.
I can't believe it.
In this case, my stupid answer would be, yes, I am in my house.
I figure it's 1:30 there. Maybe you're having a late lunch and or whatever.
Yes, sir.
What are you doing?
Okay, this is really going to kill you.
Oh, sorry.
I said, oh, my God, I'm rushing over to another client's house, and I got to go to the bathroom. Hey, it's only about 5 miles away to my house. I'll go there.
Oh, sorry.
I am currently on the throne.
Okay, are you through?
I could honestly say I'm wrapping things up.
Can we talk while you're rapping? Because I know you probably have to hook out there. Okay. Nice.
Sorry.
That's okay. Do you happen to know what time you're going to head to the ranch tonight?
Actually, tonight I'm not going to go to the ranch at all. I'm going to the ranch tomorrow.
Okay, but what time are you coming home tonight? That's where I was heading with that. On the ranch.
I can move things around. Do we need to do something?
Well, I don't want I don't want you sitting there, you know, putting things aside or anything. No. I don't want to do that. I mean, I don't want you giving up coin or anything. I mean, you know, that would be ridiculous because I can always reschedule it or whatever.
Well, I'll tell you what. How long of a period are we talking about?
I don't know. How many questions do you have for Ross Perot?
Whoa. Jeez.
So, I mean, we can access him anytime we want. So, I mean, if you've got, you know, money to be made, don't not make money because we can get him anytime we want now.
Yeah. Well, and I appreciate that thought. Thank you very much. Although, when I took on the ATS Mix thing, I knew that I was going to be probably earning less money in my real world life anyway, and which has proven to be so because I am looking towards the future of the big picture. So that so although I appreciate your sentiments and your thought on that, don't give that a second thought. But here's my other thought. I have learned in the past when you've made contact with somebody and they say, oh, yeah, let's do it. If you let even a couple of days slide by, something will happen or change and it could get on the back burner forever. So I say let's jump on the burner and take it.
Because there's no way he's going to be able to do it like within 30 minutes or stuff like that.
Well, I say go ahead and put it forward. Get the gears in motion. Do you have an idea as to where you want to go with this? Are we wanting?
I want us to just ask whatever questions we want to ask. I mean, it's not like it's we're going in to meet Pope Benedict. I mean.
where so he we doesn't don't have know to ask him why he's got this crazy thought about everybody's yeah. going to be a Catholic to be saved.
That's right. I mean,
Dave, Johnny, and Ross Perot sitting at the bar together.
I mean, so what's wrong about that?
Absolutely nothing. would it happen in the real world? I could just see, I'm visualizing us all sitting at a bar, and I'm laughing my ass off.
I listened to that three or four times and just laughed my butt off. I mean, you know, and I mean, at that stage, of the sting,
yeah,
I really thought I had you, John. I mean, yeah. I really did, you know.
Well, I got to tell you that there was about 94% of me was thinking, oh, my God, Ross Perot, holy mackerel. I was going to use another word there, but it would have been too closely tied to what the members just listened to. yeah, and in fact, I kept thinking, holy mackerel, first Shirley MacLaine, now Ross Perot,
yeah.
the Amigos and AboveTopSecret.com. Boy, what gangbusters they're doing now. Holy mackerel. Yeah. But there was a little something there that kind of put that doubt in my mind, and that was
and
the whole
tell them what that was.
Well, it was the whole fact that you kept saying, no, don't take off from work for this, you know, and I'm thinking, but it's Ross Perot, you know, I'll take off from work.
He's a presidential candidate. What are you talking about, Dave? You know, and the reason why is because, you know, Johnny, unlike the Davester, you know, the Johninator, you know, has a job that he does. And I mean, he does a good job, but I mean, it requires a lot of his time. So the last thing in the world I wanted to do was, even though this was a prank, was to have Johnny taken off work. And then after assuming I could pull off this elaborate hoax I was trying to devise, then Johnny, you know, have a $600 deficit, you know, that he could have made today. Well, actually, what it was a matter of simian survival because,
yeah, simian survival.
I didn't want Johnny jumping on the California plane and coming to Dallas whipping my ass.
Well,
because
you would have,
I cost him $600, so
you would have actually been safe because I haven't renewed my California passport. Yeah.
Okay, well, good.
Since you're always making fun of me living in the foreign country known as California.
And what I got to tell the members this because right. this makes it even funnier. You know, I'm thinking, and as everybody's already heard in my attempted setup of the sting with Johnny, you know, Johnny says, "Well, what do we ask him and whatever?" And I'm because I don't want to have him do what he normally does when he prepares us for interviews, which is have like an inch thick of data, you know, the person. So I'm sitting there going, oh, no, you know, we're friends. You know, we'll just sit there and chat with him like three guys in the bar. You know, Johnny's replying, yeah, you, me, and Ross Perot. So I'm thinking, well, maybe he's going to buy this. Well, what panicked me is about an hour before our scheduled interview with Ross Perot, the fake Ross Perot, I get this email, and Johnny has had like some of his secretarial pool do research while he's out of the office. And I mean, there's like these shortcuts to all these different things about Ross Perot, Ross Perot's position on political stances, Ross Perot this, Ross Perot that, where he was and all the other stuff. And I'm thinking, oh, I am so screwed because there is no way that this is going to be pulled off. So what I attempted to do is I attempted to forward what Johnny had sent me to Wayne, my neighbor, that is the fake Ross Perot. But
by the way, does a wonderful job.
He does a great job, but unfortunately, he has dial up. And someone actually was sending him a picture, I think, and he was unable to get all the data before the interview happened, and that's when I knew it was going to go south.
Well, as I told you off air, there was this small bit of doubt that, yeah, maybe, okay, maybe we are actually doing this. So maybe I better be prepared for it. So, yes, I did have members of the secretarial pull up some information for me and had it all ready for me.
And they're going to come and whip my ass because they probably work, what, 30 or 40 minutes trying to.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait to show up or get a phone call while I'm at a client's place tomorrow. And
how did it work out? Did all our research go well?
Of course, I'm just going to lie through my teeth and say, oh, it was wonderful. I asked every question that you forwarded to me. Thank you so much. Dave had set this thing up, you know, if we were actually talking to Ross Perot, he's 78 years old now. And so Dave had kind of alluded to me, well, you know, he's kind of old. And, you know, he kept telling me all this stuff. So kind of like, well, he might be, you know, a little bit senile or something. And I'm thinking, okay. So when we're doing this, it actually kind of worked to his favor because I'm thinking, well, maybe he's not really knowing how to answer. And that's why he's just answering me with yes or no. And so you can hear me. I'm a little befuddled in the onset. Normally, with one question, it should have lasted a half an hour in the answer, and it was like 3 seconds, and yes, Johnny, and then it's like, okay, so I had to move quickly to the next question, and then I thought, hell, I'm throwing it to his friend Dave. Here you go, Dave!
Well, the main thing is we want you to experience what it would have been had Johnny not known that, you know, it was the fake Ross Perot. So what you're going to basically hear is the fake Ross Perot and us doing a legitimate ATS Mix interview with this guy, including the intro that we did when Johnny still had a faint belief that we were talking to the real McCoy.
This is ATS Mix.
What? Whoa, whoa, what am I hearing?
What is this?
From above, topsecret.com.
Oh, crap!
Dave, I can't believe who we have on the other end of our connection right now. Can you?
I can't either. And it's an amazing coincidence that we're even having this gentleman in a conversation.
And why don't you tell our listeners and members alike how this came about?
Today, I happen to be at an upscale shopping extravaganza mall here in the Dallas area, and I met an old friend of mine that I was when in the JCs, which if you don't know what that is, it was the Junior Chamber of Commerce, but they called themselves JCs, and there was chapters and still are, I assume, to this day. This gentleman and I became good friends. I became friends of his family and had spent some time with his family. In the conversation today, he was bringing me up to date on everything that he's got going on here in Dallas, and it's a bunch. I brought him up to scale on what we're doing, you know, with the ATS Mix show and whatever. And
right. And
just kiddingly, really, I said, hey, you know, what's the possibility of interviewing your dad? And he says, well, I don't know. Hang on. Let me ask him. And so he picks up his cell phone. He calls his dad, tells his dad who he's talking to at the time, which is me, and says, well, let's, you know, see if we can't make it happen, you know. And it's right before interview, or not interview, but the Thanksgiving time and whatever, so I didn't know. I called you up. You're on the road, or kind of on the road. You're right. On something. I don't know if you're on the road or not.
It was on the road, yes.
It was on the road. And so then, you know, I made you aware of who the gentleman is, and then it's just one thing led to another, and here we are, and we've got you on the phone with us here on the ATS Mix Show.
Absolutely. And so right now, to everybody in the community and the world around, we'd like to introduce to you our exclusive guest for this interview, Mr. Ross Perot. Hello, Ross. How are you today?
Just fine. And how you doing out there?
We're doing fine. Thank you. I got to tell you how great an honor this is to have you on our ATS Mix show. And I hope we're not taking you away from anything too important.
Not really. I've been kind of busy lately. But, you know, David wanted to talk tonight and have this interview. And I said, sure, let's do it. And I hope you got some good questions for me.
Well, we do, too. We hope we have some good questions for you also.
And if we don't, I'm sure you'll point it out, Ross.
Absolutely.
Well, now, we know that you're kind of a straight shooter, Mr. Perot, so why don't you tell us, what have you been doing here in the past couple of years?
What have I been doing?
Yeah.
I've been hibernating. That's what I've been doing, hibernating.
And how's that working out for you?
It's working out pretty good. I'm still making my money.
Well, that's good. Money's good.
Oh, money's real good. I'm real happy about it.
Now, are you still on the board of EDS?
Yes, I am. As a matter of fact, I'm on several boards, but that's still my main concern is EDS, since I originally started it and built that company up and made it what it is today.
You know, Ross, I just, you know, and I first, again, I want to appreciate the time that you're giving Johnny and I. We really greatly appreciate it, and also to Junior. for helping us get in contact with you. You know, I want to talk about the rescue mission, Ross, that was done, you know, when you sent, when you financed, basically, the rescue mission. Of course, it was not successful. Did you just get to a point to where you said, you know, nobody's doing anything, and if I don't do something, nobody is? Or you know, what was your motivation for that?
Well, it just like I told everybody else, those yellow-bellied chickens up there in Washington, D.C. don't do nothing but sit around and collect money. They never get nothing done. So I did it the American way. I got me a group of boys that knew what they were doing, went over there, and I did my business.
Well, did it
that's all there is to that. Isn't that simple?
Yeah, but didn't it disappoint you to a degree that, you know, it was not successful?
Oh, I don't believe that for 1 minute. Anything I do, I'm successful at.
So have you been keeping up with, and Johnny, I'm going to roll with a second one if you don't mind.
Sure,
Have you been keeping up with what's going on with the VA and the fact that CNN right now is bringing the VA to task on the fact that veterans are kind of getting screwed by the VA system because they're trying to diminish claims that the GIs have by saying stupid things like, that little shrapnel wounds can be, it could be identified as something else, you know, and didn't happen in the war zone or all this stuff. I mean, do you know what's going on with that, Ross? Can you give us kind of any kind of insight into what maybe with your friends that you have in your contact, what's going on with this VA thing?
Well, I can tell you one thing. It's not being run the right way. If I was in charge of that VA, I guarantee you I'd take care of our boys, and I'd take care of them in a heartbeat. You just got some crooked politicians and some lawyers that don't know beans from apple butter. And my theory is, now wait a minute.
Okay.
The thing about it is, if you had the right people in charge to be taking care of our boys instead of them walking around half blind and legs missing, you know what I'm talking about? Are you still there?
We're still here,
yeah.
Ross. We're mulling over this information you're giving us, Ross.
We're here, Ross.
Well, I'm telling you how it should be done. That's all there is to it.
And sometimes I guess the simpler answer is the better answer when you get right down to it. Isn't that true?
Well, the answer to the question is the question. Did you get that?
We got that, but we may have lost some of our listeners on exactly what that question was.
Well, here's the deal. Here's the deal. You don't want to go running out in your backyard in the middle of the night without a flashlight and jumping in your swimming pool. You know what I mean?
That is correct.
You better have a flashlight with you. And that's what these boys are doing. They're running out in the middle of the night and jumping in their swimming pool without a flashlight. There may not be any water in there. You know what I mean?
Well, so are you basically saying that you don't think they're prepared enough to tackle the insurmountable problems that they're going to have or that they are having?
Exactly. They don't know how to deal with it.
Well, what do you think about the...
You can't throw good money after bad. It doesn't make any sense.
Right.
You have been a strong supporter and also an opposer of a number of incidences and topics that have come up. One of them that I wanted to ask you about was NAFTA. And I know that has kind of been a sore spot as far as you're concerned. What are your thoughts about the NAFTA agreement?
Well, I think it's more than a sore spot. I think it's a burr under my saddle. That's what I think it is, and that makes my ass sore. I think it's going to totally, totally destroy our transit trade between the United States and Mexico.
Right.
We don't need those rattle traps running down our highways and killing people.
Now, do you think that the value of the dollar being dropped may have anything to do with the NAFTA trade agreement?
Absolutely not. It's the European market and all those oil people over there. You know, they're the ones driving the oil price of oil barrel up and everything, which automatically devalues our dollar. That's the biggie. It's all these big investment firms, not mine, but all these big investment firms that are buying all these oil freighters up. They're sticking them in a harbor somewhere till the price goes up, and then they go ahead and ship it to the States.
Now, because of the talk of the NAFTA, that also brings me to another subject here, which I'm sure you've probably have heard of. There is a theory, a conspiracy theory, if you will, going around that another reason why they're allowing the dollar to devaluate is because of them wanting to join Canada, the United States, and Mexico together and have a regional currency called the Amero. Are you familiar with this? And if so, what are your thoughts on it?
Not totally familiar. Maybe you'd fill me in on it.
Well, the theory is that if they're able to bring, we've been noticing that the Mexican currency and the Canadian currency has been getting stronger, with the U.S. dollar getting lower, and the conspiracy is that it is necessary for the dollar to drop down so that when they do pull all three countries together, that they'll have a regional currency such as our own version of the euro, but it would be called the Amero. I was just kind of curious if you had any thoughts on that.
Not really, because I haven't paid too much attention to it. I let my accountants take care of that stuff for me, but it sounds like it could be a real problem in the future if the wrong people got a hold of it.
Are you then, sir, not for having open borders to allow immigrants to come into the country to work?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think we can hire our own American people to do the job and do it right. We don't need a bunch of people coming over here and not paying taxes and living on our soil. It's just not the American way. We like people to come into our country, but we don't want to have to pay for them.
Ross, let me jump in, and I'm going to take us kind of in a different direction. I'm going to kind of get us off NAFTA for a second. You know, you've made some statements along the way that I think are pretty interesting. Some of your quotes, if you will. And one of my favorite ones is, if you see a snake, just kill it. Don't appoint a committee on snakes. And I'm just curious, you know, when you make these statements, you base it on your personal experiences, do you not, on the things that you know about personally?
Well, doesn't that tell a story? That tells a story, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now you're getting what I'm talking about, David.
All right. All right. Now here's the thing.
I wish you would tell me a thing. It's getting kind of boring.
No. Hey. I don't know how much money Junior paid you to say that one, but you know, I'm gonna have a conversation with him tomorrow. All right. Here's the deal. You bought one of the original copies of the signed copies of the Magna Carta back in 1984. Do you still have that in your collection?
It's right here in my office. So yes, I sure do.
So you have it displayed.
Did you want to see it?
Not
Hello,
right now.
You still there?
I might come over after
Hello.
Thanksgiving. Hello. I might come over after Thanksgiving and take a gander at it. But
are
I don't.
You
wanna...
Are you boys drinking some joy juice or something?
No, sir. We're not. We're just enjoying your company.
Oh well, I hope it's serious.
What, the joy juice or your company?
Your company, man. That's what I'm talking about.
All right, Johnny, why don't you take him into some of the things that we saw posted on the issues thing. I think there's some interesting questions on that.
Just want to kind of do a couple of rapid-fire questions with you, sir, and we'll get your ideas and thoughts on it, and we'll try to bring our listeners and members up to speed as to what's on Ross Perot's mind with regards to these topics. For one,
okay.
How about abortion being a woman's right? Are you for or against that, and why?
Well, it depends on the situation. I'm for it if it helps the woman, and I'm for it if the woman wants to do it. And I think it's a good thing if it protects the life of the woman and doesn't jeopardize her life, then it can be a good thing.
What about having companies hire more women and minorities into their businesses?
I think nowadays that's a must. We got to have a diverse labor pool out there, and the more diverse we have, the more ideas we have, the better ideas we have. That means growth.
This is actually kind of a touchy subject with a lot of people, but I'm going to go ahead and ask this one. All righty, sir, I'm trying. How about civil rights laws protecting those that are of different sexual orientation? Do you believe that sexual orientation should be protected by civil rights laws?
Can you be more specific, being that you're from California?
Yes, I'm sorry.
For
example, how about individual rights or gay rights or homosexuals with individual rights, things along that line, I guess.
What, do I prove gays? Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, but yes, in a way.
Yes, what the hell are you saying?
Yeah, I'm trying to find out if you believe that those folks should be protected by civil right laws.
I believe everybody's entitled to civil rights laws, but and everybody has their own train of thought when it comes to sexual. But
right.
Myself, I'm heterosexual all the
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
So I really can't say too much about homosexual because, you know, that's their business, not mine.
How about this topic? How about permitting prayer in public schools? Think that should be allowed?
Absolutely. We got to have prayer in the schools to teach our children to do right and believe in God, just like good old Americans do. Absolutely right.
Are you for or against more federal funding for health care?
I think federal health care needs to be totally redone. We got too many lobbyists in Washington with those yellow-bellied chickens that are terribly ruining our Medicare system and promoting their pills and making a lot of money. I think it needs to be redone, and I guarantee you I could probably do it.
And how would you go about doing that?
How would I go about doing it? I'd
yeah.
first go in and do some house cleaning. I'd get rid of a bunch of lobbyists.
What about Social Security, Ross? Do you think it should be privatized?
I really don't know, because I don't need Social Security. I got enough money to take care of me forever.
Yeah,
okay,
I knew.
Well, how about,
I knew where that was heading.
Well, how about for the guys that are lower on the totem pole like Dave and I?
Yeah, how about Dave? How about Johnny and I, Ross?
What's that?
I said, how about Johnny and I? I mean, we don't have $1 billion sitting in assets, so I mean, you know,
I got more than $1 billion. I ain't going to tell you how much, but it's more than that.
All right.
It ain't pocket change, that's for sure.
Well, okay. Well, with that in mind, even though you're in a much different tax bracket than Dave and I, for those that are not so fortunate, do you think that they should have Social Security privatized for people like Dave and I?
No, not really.
Okay.
Why would they privatize it? What benefit would you get out of that?
I don't know. Simply a question I needed to ask.
That sounds
what
fair.
About now? How about this? Because a lot of people are torn about this. But are you pro or con for death penalty? And if so, why?
Depends on what you're talking about. There's a lot of people on death row shouldn't be on death row, and there's a lot of people on death row need to be there, and they shouldn't be there over 90 days. They ought to cook them suckers.
Okay.
They spend too much of our damn tax dollars taking care of them. You don't realize it costs us $60,000 a year per inmate. Did you know that?
I did not know that, sir.
Wow.
You know it now. And you're paying for it. You low people on the totem pole, you're paying for that.
Yeah.
That's coming out of your pocket. It's not coming out of my pocket.
That's right. Well, are you then for the mandatory 3 strikes sentencing laws?
Absolutely not. I think that's ridiculous. A guy can steal a loaf of bread, and he can steal a gallon of milk, and he can steal some butter, and that's 3 strikes, and he goes to prison for the rest of his life? Nah. I don't believe that at all.
Are you for an anti-crime program?
Yeah, that's Johnny talking.
Okay. I'm sorry, yes.
Now, didn't that 3-strike come up in California?
Oh, yes, sir.
Huh?
I don't know if it originated here, but yes, we do have it, yes.
Yeah, I think it originated out there in that California.
Yeah, well, we do a lot of things that aren't necessarily liked by a lot of the other states here in the Union.
I think you do a lot of things that are off color, but I don't say nothing about it and complain.
And for the state of California, thank you.
Yeah,
what about anybody that's got a bodybuilder for a governor, I just don't know about that.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people that agree with you on that subject also. What about gun ownership, Ross? Are you for individual rights to own guns, or do you think that the government should be able to step in and take those all away from us?
No, never do that. We're entitled to our guns according to the Constitution. That's the way it's going to be. You can't take our guns away. When you take your guns away, then guess what? Everybody gets hurt. I believe in keeping your guns, and the government can keep their nose out of my business. That's not a good idea.
What about free trade? Do you support the expansion of free trade?
Absolutely. We got to have free trade in order to keep our economy going.
What about
it made me pretty wealthy.
You haven't done too bad, sir.
No, I'm doing just fine. Don't worry about me.
Okay. China has been buying up a lot of the U.S. debt. Why do you think they're doing that? Do you think that they're going to pull that out on us and the sleeping dragon will wake up one day and say, hey, pay up on this debt?
I don't think so. I think they better be careful. You know, Japan tried that one time, and they got kicked right in the butt. I don't care how many people China has. We've got all the technology and military, and I guarantee you they aren't going to be able to do something like that. No, sir.
I have a quote here, Ross, that I want to tell you about, and it's one that Junior made one time. If Dad thinks he is right, that's all that matters. Now, is that the way it still is for you? In other words, if you think you're right, it doesn't matter what they bring to you in their own factual world. You believe what you believe, and you're just not going to sway from your opinion.
That's absolutely correct. He knew that from junior high school, and that stands for today too.
Yeah.
Just ask the people at General Motors what they think about that.
Yeah, I'm sure they're real pleased.
That's another time I walked away with about $250 million. What do you think about that?
I love it. In fact,
I do too.
In fact,
they loved it too. My lawyers, they loved it too.
Well, I just wish that invested $100. That would have been a nice little chunk of change coming down the way.
Well, if you had gone with old Warren too, with Berkshire Hathaway, you'd have had a bunch of money too.
Yeah.
You ever
That's
heard
true.
Warren Buffett?
Oh, sure. Yes, I have.
Yeah, he's a good friend of mine out in Omaha. He's one of them corn farmers out there that's done good. He did what's called as rehabbing.
And what is that?
Low and sold high. If you invested $1,000 with him back in, 68 or 70, you'd have about $23 million today. That ain't
a
bad return.
That's not a bad return indeed, sir.
No, it's not bad. That's what I said.
Yeah, I bet.
And I'll say it again.
We'll say it again.
You know what I'm talking about? Are you with me on this now? Huh?
Absolutely. Crystal clear.
All right, then.
Yeah. I don't know why I'm having flashbacks of A Few Good Men. With Nicholson on the stand going, do you understand, Crystal?
Do you think we should be seeking out alternative forms of energy so that we don't have to be so reliant upon oil?
I think we already are. We just don't know about it yet. I think research going on that the government doesn't tell us about, and because they don't tell us about anything. But right. I guarantee you they're searching out alternatives, and when they get it, they're going to corner the market on it.
Yeah.
Mark my word, they will.
Well, I'm sure you've probably been keeping abreast with what's been happening here with the Republicans and the Democrat parties. I'd like to kind of ask, is anybody in the Democratic Party that you like and or dislike?
No and yes.
Okay. And could you elaborate possibly a few on both ends?
Well, there's only one end, and that's a Hillary end. And that's the end of that story right there.
And is that in the pro or con department?
That's in the disabled department. She's kind of lame, that's what you ask me. She's lame.
Disabled department.
Hello, anybody there?
Yeah, we're here, sir. We're taking it all in, sir. We're taking it all in. Well, how about
I didn't think that was funny. I just quoting myself that that's the way it is.
I'm almost afraid to ask. But
go ahead.
Do you think Hillary has a chance to win the presidential election?
Is this being recorded?
We're doing an interview, Ross. Of course it's being recorded.
I thought you quit a long time ago when you started talking about those queers out there in California.
No.
Hello?
Hello?
How
about if I change the question?
That would be wonderful.
All righty, sir. How about this? Between all the parties concerned, who do you think has the most likely chance of becoming president?
That's a good question. I think I'd kind of lean towards two people. But I won't give either one of them my vote right now. One of them is Giuliano, and the other one is that Mormon, Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney, uh-huh. What is it about those two that you like?
Well, I think they're both straight shooters and not some crooked bent leg out of Arkansas, if you know what I mean.
What do you think of Ron Paul?
I think he's just a sidebar of the whole situation. It's just a diversion. I don't think it amounts to anything.
Do you think he's a straight shooter?
I don't know that much about him, but, you know, it doesn't mean I can't do some research and figure it out. Hold on a minute, I got a phone call.
Okay, we'll pause it right here.
Hello.
Really? All right.
Sorry about that. I had a call come in.
That's all right.
That's okay, Ross. Don't worry about it.
These people keep calling me. They want money for this and they want money for that. I done told them what I'd donate tomorrow. I said, I just quit calling me. You know how it is when you got a few dollars in your pocket and everybody wants it.
Yeah. Most of the people that are calling me for my money are bill collectors.
Well, then get out there and make some money and pay them.
I'm trying. I truly am trying.
I want to take us to a different area, Johnny, just for fun. Ross, you know, I mean, I don't know. Are you a movie buff at all? I mean, do you like movies?
Sure do.
What was your what? Can you give me maybe like some of your movies that you enjoy? You and the Mrs. They, you know, you watch around the house. Well, let me back up. Let me do a quick sidebar. Is there ever a time that you can just, with all the investment things you got going on, with all the things that you got going on in the background, is there ever a time that you can just sit down and just relax and just be yourself and be a family man?
Absolutely. Matter of fact, my people in Florida called me today, told me my Gulfstream was going to be ready tomorrow and I could come down and pick it up. I told them I wanted that Gulfstream by Christmas so I could fly the family out to Bermuda. I got a little place out there in Bermuda. And, that's where I like to go to relax. Ain't no telephone calls and business and stuff, and I can just sit there and watch the ocean and just relax and be myself.
Well, when you're relaxing, you know, this is back to my movie question. Pardon me, I've got a frog in my throat.
That's kind of different.
What are some of your favorite movies, Ross?
Well, I like a lot of Michael Douglas' movies. Mainly because he got a real nice little restaurant there in Bermuda, and we usually have dinner with him come Christmas time.
So really?
A lot of Michael Douglas' movies. They're pretty good. And his wife, Sarita Jones, or whatever her name is.
Sarita
really good
Jones?
Lady.
Right.
I don't think it's Sarita Jones, is it?
Well, it doesn't matter. It's his wife.
What kind of food would you order when you go to his restaurant?
Usually they fix me up a nice meat plate. You know, with the taters and, you know, homegrown stuff and everything like that. It's really good. They have a good chef there. It's really nice. And they have some good wine also. It's just regular food. Ain't no fondue fancy stuff.
Well, you'll have to take Dave and I sometime so we can check out the great menu.
Hey, listen, Ross, when you get the Gulfstream back up here, you know, I mean, if you want to take the ATS Mix team with you, we could sit there and maybe go with the family and do an interview, Christmas interview.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll run that by the missus and see what she says. I'm sure it wouldn't be any problem. We've got room for everybody. We could fly out there to Bermuda for about 3 or 4 days and just have a good time.
Well, it sounds like a winner to me.
There's a golf course down at the bottom of the hill and everything. We play a couple rounds of golf, enjoy ourselves. Nobody bothers. There won't be no paparazzis or anything like that.
Oh, that'll be good.
Those camera people.
Right.
So you don't like camera people?
No, no, no. They don't know who I am anyway. They don't know I got a couple $1 billion.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm sure that completely escaped them, Ross.
Oh, it does. It does.
Well, you know, let's jump back a little bit to what some of the things that Johnny was talking about. And I know, you know, that we probably only have a few more minutes with you. But what do you think the deal is with the way the campaigns are being handled nowadays? I mean, there's all kinds of internet rumors and all kinds of things about Hillary's campaign and Obama's campaign and, you know, whatever that guy's name is and all these other kind of things. I'm just curious, has it changed a lot in your opinion from when you made your last run for it?
I don't think it's changed one bit. And matter of fact, I think it's gone a little bit south on us. I think there's even more money being contributed to these campaigns than you really realize. It sounds like only the rich people can get in there and run for president.
But let's talk about the Florida vote. When it was Bush and Gore, and Florida was going to make the decision on the thing, and they had the little whatever those things are, charts or whatever that were stuck, and this and that and the other stuff, and it came.
Yeah, you talking about those hanging chads?
Yeah, chads. Yeah, I didn't know what it was called. Do you think that Gore lost?
Do I think that Gore lost? Sure,
yeah.
He lost fair and square. He's just trying to cry the blues for everybody, make people feel sorry for him. The only thing he can do is win awards nowadays.
Do you think there really is a global warming happening on the Earth?
Oh, there probably is, but it won't happen until you and I are gone. That's for sure.
Yeah.
It's been doing it for hundreds of thousands of years, warming up.
Right.
And Gore just now, and Gore's supposed to be the father of the Internet? Give me a break. I mean, you going to believe somebody like that?
Well, I know you had a lot to do with that kind of stuff, Ross, so I bow to your intelligence level on that. Let me ask you, about conspiracies, that there was flying saucers, close to y'all's house and whatever, and that, that you had fears to such a degree that I think you contacted the FBI, that you felt like that your daughter was trying to be, they were trying to apprehend your daughter. Can you?
You've been drinking too much sauce there, David. You've been reading too many tabloids. I think that was all hearsay.
Oh, is that right?
Have you ever seen, Ross, any kind of thing that was hard for you to explain?
Yeah, his name's Al Gore.
Is
that not hard to explain or what?
So then would it be your contention, sir, that he possibly might be one of the largest aliens we have here on the Earth?
Considerably large, yeah.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, let me rephrase it.
I wish you would.
All right, let me rephrase it, Ross. Have you ever seen a flying saucer, ever, personally?
Yes, I have.
Can you tell me about it?
Well, I told my wife one night she ought to get a broom and fly up there in the trees, and boy, I saw a flying saucer go across my head so fast I could make your head swam. Of course, that's a joke, I just kidding with you. I haven't seen no flying saucer.
Well, do you think there's a chance that we may have visitors from outer space outside the earthly realm that are coming here to Earth?
Well, if Hillary Clinton gets elected, I'm sure we'll have some outer space people coming to this planet.
And why is that?
Why is that?
Yes, why is that?
Excuse me?
Yes, sir. Why is that?
That is because any president who wears pantsuits will not get my vote.
Of the female gender?
Hopefully so. Nothing from California.
You're just on this California kick, Ross.
Well, do you understand? I live in Texas. So does David. He knows what I'm talking about.
Hey, Ross, tell him, it is a foreign country to Texans, isn't it?
Well, it is. You got these landslides, you got fires, you got earthquakes, you got floods. Gee, holy crap. I mean, we don't have none of that in Texas. Well, we don't.
No, we don't.
Well, sir, there's one question that we received by some of our members, and
you get one more question, then I gotta go.
All right.
One more question, I gotta go.
All right. Well, then, right. Would you ever consider running for president again?
That's a hard question. And I'll answer real quick. No.
No explanation or anything?
No, I'm happy just flying out to Bermuda and relaxing. I don't need to go to Washington, D.C., deal with them red-blooded chickens up there. It's a bunch of hoorah up there. Right. I'd have to go up there and clean house, and then people wouldn't like that.
All right, well,
hello.
Listen, Hey, Ross, listen, I can't thank you enough for your time, and I'll call Junior tomorrow and give him our personal thank you. But I just can't thank you enough for taking the time. I know right before the holidays, this is kind of a difficult time for you.
Well, I appreciate talking to y'all, and I'll tell you this. I hope y'all have a good holidays and everything. And you tell Karen I said hello.
Okay, I sure will.
All right.
All right, thanks, Ross.
You bet.
Thank you, Ross.
Appreciate the time.
Bye.
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 Oh, man, what a piece
well,
of work.
Well, I'm sure our listeners are going to appreciate that this, by far, was one of the most different interviews that we've ever done. You know, the past three interviews, Dave, that we've done have been all up and down the roller coaster.
And this was definitely one on the roller coaster.
I got to tell you that if it turns out that he no longer can work as a billionaire, he has a future in comedy.
Yeah, he really does have a future in comedy.
If you haven't already, you need to go to the ATS Mix Radio Show Forum Arena and post a question there, as my partner in crime, Senior Dave Rabbit, has the glorious opportunity of being able to interview Shirley MacLaine. And
it's still hard for me to believe that she's requested me. And you know, I checked on it today, and there's been a lot of response. So yeah, please, if you go in there, because they
still have at least a day or two.
Okay, so hey, well, and if this is a Thanksgiving show, then I guess we need to wish everybody happy holidays during this period of time. Speaking of, you know, Thanksgiving. Is the beginning, the day after Thanksgiving is the number one, I think, worldwide, those countries that celebrate Christmas anyway, is the number one sales day.
You mean
day.
Thanksgiving?
Yeah, the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So I'm just curious, you know, like, do you, as a bachelor, I mean, yes. Obviously you have family to buy gifts for and stuff. I mean, but do you go out like the day after? You know, some of these stupid things start at 6 o'clock in the morning and you get extra 25% off. I'm just wondering if you do that as a bachelor.
Yeah. You know, my biggest problem is going to the Macy's white sale and trying to get there earlier enough to be ahead of the Ku Klux Klan.
You're going to burn in hell for that.
Oh, look who's to my left. It's Dave Rabbit.
Yeah, and I'm right there with you, my brother.
You're dragging me along.
Yeah, we're both going down in flames. Anyway, yeah, hope everybody had a good holiday weekend. And we want to thank you guys for being with us for 40 shows.
We certainly do thank you for joining us on this special Thanksgiving episode of the ATS Mix.
ATS Mix from AboveTopSecret.com is over.
You've been listening to the ATS Mix with Dave Rabbit and Johnny Anonymous. If you have a comment, suggestion, an opposing view, or would like to participate in a future show of ATS Mix, please contact Dave or Johnny at www.AboveTopSecret.com. The views expressed on ATS Mix do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of the Above Network, LLC, or any of its affiliates. Thanks for listening. You may now reattach your tinfoil hat. We'll be right back.